Simon Tzadi Aleph Siv Dalad. Basar v'cholav roischim shenis arvu yachad. If hot meat and hot milk get mixed together, v'afilu basar tzoynein letoich cholav roischach, or even if a cold piece of meat falls into a pot of hot milk, oy cholav tzoynein letoich basar roischach, or cold milk falls on top of a piece of hot meat, hakol asar. In such cases, everything is asur. In these three cases, so if both the meat and the milk are both hot, or even if one of them is cold, but the bottom one is hot, so if the meat is on the bottom, if the hot meat is on the bottom and the cold milk falls on, or the cold milk, or the hot milk is on the bottom and the cold meat falls into it, in all these three cases, everything is asur. Mishum ditotogavar. Because the bottom, whatever is on the bottom, it overpowers whatever falls on top of it, and it is the dominant force, and therefore it will cook what falls on top of it. Aval cholav roiseach shenafal al basar tzoynein, but if hot milk falls on top of cold meat, oy basar roiseach shenafal teich cholav tzoynein, or if hot meat falls on top of cold milk, so in this case the cold item is on the bottom, kolif al basar v'shar ha basar mutter. Then one can simply remove a k'tei klipa from the meat. They would slice off the bottom of the meat that fell in, that touched the milk. V'shar ha-basar is mutter. And the rest of the meat is permitted. Now the Shach over here comments at the beginning that which we say that the basar v'cholov that are hot, if they get mixed together, everything's asar. That's only imain shishim. That's only provided that if there isn't enough to be mevatel it. Of course, if the amount of meat that falls into the pot of hot milk is so small that there's shishim keneged it, then the milk would not become aser. Or the other way around, if you have a pot of meat and a small amount of milk falls in, it would also not become aser. That which we say that tata gavar, so the Shach says, explains over here also, that which we say that it will aser bekuloi, that's only if it's done derech bishel. This is really a sugya later on in Simon Kuf Hei, the chilukim between bishel and tzli. So bishel asers bekuloi, we say it causes the blias to go throughout the entire piece. However, tzli, if it's roasted together with it's not in a pot of liquid, even though it might be wet, but it's done derech tzli, it's done in an open, it's not done in a kedera, it's done open, and there's not, it's not done in a inside of a liquid, so then it only goes a kedei netila, unless it's a davar shamein, and then it goes bekuloi, and the bliya goes bekuloi. So that's basic rules of the chilek between bishel and tzli. So, over here, if you had a piece of meat and the milk falls on it, even if they're both hot, but if it's not in a kedera, it's not in a pot, just a piece of meat sitting on a, let's say on a barbecue and some hot milk, or cold milk, doesn't really matter, falls onto the piece of meat. So if the meat would be kochush, if it's not a fatty piece of meat, so then mi'ikar adin, that piece of meat only becomes aser a kedei netila. But our minig is that like the Rama says, we say that we're not bikiyim, we're no longer experts in determining which type of meat is considered lean and which is considered fatty, and therefore we always require shishim. So any amount of milk that would fall on, so if the amount of milk is more than shishim, it will aser the entire piece of meat. Nevertheless, we have to take this l'chumra the other way too, and say that perhaps this piece of meat was really kochosh, and therefore even if there is shishim keneged this piece of meat, we would still aser a k'dei netila, unless the netila itself would be would have in it shishim keneged that amount of milk. But we'd have to aser, so a netila is about a finger's width, about an inch. So if the piece of meat, well, let's say it was 2 inches thick, so even if there'd be, in the entire piece of meat, there'd be more than shishim keneged that piece of meat, we would still aser the netil of it, the top inch worth, because since it's done derech tzli, we have to be choishish that the bliya did not go throughout the entire thing. We don't have the entire thing to be mevatel it. The Shach also points out that when we say that you need a klipa, when the bottom one is cold, so then you have to take off a klipa from the meat that falls into the milk. So this it doesn't matter whether or the other way around. Let's say the hot milk falls on top of the cold piece of meat. So it doesn't matter whether the milk fell in a way of iroi shenifsek hakiluach or iroi sheloi nifsek hakiluach. It makes no difference whether the spurt of milk was still attached to the pot in which it was cooked up, or whether it is no longer attached. There are chilukim, which we'll see later on, where it does make differences whether it's nifsek hakiluach or not. But for this purposes, either way, it will aser a kdei klipa, and if one does remove a kdei klipa, that is sufficient. So there's no extra chumra if it's still attached, and there's no extra kula if it's no longer attached. In both cases, we do require a klipa. Okay, the Rama continues now. So we're continuing about the case where all you need is a klipa. So the Rama says, "Ubemakayim shehabaser tzarech klipa im loy kalpuhu." So in a case where the meat needs a klipa, if one didn't remove that klipa, and they cook this piece of meat now, so it's mutter b'dieved. Then the meat will not, the fact that one did not remove the klipa will not aser the rest of the meat. Now this is really a machlokes rishonim. This is a machlokes the Ri and the Rosh against the Riva. The Ri and the Rosh, this is how the Rama is paskening like them, that they hold that if one does not remove the klipa, it does not aser. And the Riva says, no, you need, if you don't remove the klipa and you cook it, you will now need shishim keneged that klipa. If you don't have shishim keneged the klipa, then the whole piece of meat now becomes aser. So the Rama is paskens lakula, and as we'll see, the Mechaber also Paskin Lekula, because that's the opinion of the Rambam as well, and the Rambam and the Rosh Paskin Lekula, so therefore the Mechaber Paskin Lekula. So the Mechaber continues and says, V'hacholov mutter kuloi, and all the milk is also mutter. So now by the milk, by definition, one does not remove the klipa, because there's no way to know which is the klipa of milk that touched the meat. It all got mixed together, and yet we say that all the milk is now mutter. So you see that the Mechaber as well is paskening like the opinion of the Rosh and the Ri, and not like the Riva. If milk and meat fell together and they were both cold, so then one just simply washes off the meat and it is permitted. Like we've been learning all along, where the cheese touches the meat, you do hadacha. So too over here, if the milk touches the meat, we do hadacha, and the meat is mutter. Now, this Rama is becomes a whole question, because the Shach and Taz point out many cases where it seems that we paskin not this way, where it seems that the Rama was choshish for the shita of the Riva, that where the klipa becomes aser, if the klipa is not removed, it will aser the entire thing. You will then need shishim to be mevatel that klipa. So the Shach answers, not going to go through all the rayas, but the kashas that he asks, but the answer that he says is that there's a chilek whether that klipa still exists, or whether it became nivlol v'nisarev together with the rest of the food. So if it's no longer nicker, if you can't tell where that klipa is anymore, just like by the case of the milk, by definition, it's always nivlal. So therefore, the milk is permitted. So too by the meat, provided that that klipa is no longer nicker, it's no longer noticeable by itself, that's when we say that the rest of the meat is mutter and you do not need shishim. But otherwise, if that piece of meat is still, if that klipa is still nicker and it's cooked together, he says even the Rama would agree that you need shishim keneged it, and if you don't have shishim, then the whole thing will become aser. That's how the Shach explains the Rama. He points out, though, that many argue the Maharai and the Maharshal both paskin like the Riva. It sounds like there's very good reason to be machmer like the Riva. Aside from the fact that this halacha over here seems, you know, it's difficult, and the Rama himself seems at times that he paskin not this way, but that's the teretz that the Shach gives to explain the Rama. The Taz, though, he also has a whole list of kashas against the Rama. He shows how the Rama himself at times paskins like the Riva, and therefore he feels that one should be machmir, and that one midina, one should be machmir like the Riva, that if one does not have shishim, that the entire piece should become aser. The Piskei Tshuva, the Piskei Tshuva over here makes the following pshara. He says if the piece of meat became aser through irui shenifsa kakiluach, so there's not a direct irui because it got separated from the pot, the milk became separated from the pot. So in such a case, then we could be makel, and if we cooked up the piece of meat, you would not need to have shishim. The reason being because irui shenifsa kakiluach is only a chumra. But if you have real irui, if you have irui shaloi nifsa kakiluach, where it's mevashel kdei klipa, where the meat really becomes gets cooked from the milk. In such a case, one needs to be machmer like the Riva. So this is based on the Magen Avraham as well, who seems to hold that there's a big difference between nifsek hakiluach and not nifsek hakiluach, that one's just a chumra and one's mikar hadin. So that's how the Piskei Tshuva, that's the pshar that the Piskei Tshuva makes. There's a very common example of where this happens. If you have in a factory, they'll heat up cans of all types of products, and the cans come out of the machine that they heat it up in is called a retort. As the products come out of the retort, they want to have them cool down. So one way of cooling down the cans is to have them fall into a bath of water. They have a large pool of water, and the cans fall out of the retort into this bath. So let's say they're making a trefa product. So the cans come out and they fall into that bath. So you have a large pool of cold water, and one can after the next falls into this bath. So each can that falls in is only, we would say, it's using the laws of Tata Gavar. The cold overpowers the hot can, and as it does, it cools it down. But at the maker labala, we would say that a k'tei klipa of tam goes into the water. But the water is constantly being nivlal. It's constantly being mixed back together with the rest of the water, and that k'tei klipa sort of disappears. And even though there are thousands of cans that get dumped into the bath this way, the bath never gets hot. There's enough water that the bath always stays below Yatzeladis. Even though that there's so many thousands of these k'tei klipas, they constantly become bottle. If afterwards they use this same bath for kosher cans, then those kosher cans also would remain kosher because the water never becomes asr. So that would be an example where this principle could be used. There's a taz at the beginning of the sif that says, going on the halacha over here, that tatagavar. So the Taz says that when do we say that the bliya goes from the if you have a cold item falls on, or even if you have a hot item, really doesn't make a difference in this case, falls on top, it draws out the tam from the tatov, which is hot, from the bottom item, which is hot. That's only if the bottom item is an iser machmas atzmai, if it's something that which is itself also, like in this case. The meat is aser. It's by itself aser. It's aser in terms of the milk. It'll aser the milk by itself. But let's say you had a piece of meat which is aser only because it has a belia of nevela in it. It's a kosher piece of meat, and it got cooked together with nevela, so now this piece of meat is aser. And now you have, let's say you have water that falls onto this piece of meat. So then it won't take, if, well, okay, let's leave water for a second, but let's say a dry item falls on top of this piece of meat. So then, let's say a dry piece of bread falls onto this dry piece of meat. So then it won't take out a blia, because just like we say, ein blia halechas mikli al kli b'leiraitiv, we also say that an iser balua doesn't go mechaticha lechaticha b'leiraitiv. That's the rule that the Taz wants to introduce us to at this point. A blia doesn't go mechaticha lechaticha b'leiraitiv. So since this piece of meat is not iser atzmai, it's only iser because it has a blia, so that blia can't go without raitiv into the piece of bread. Okay, that would be the classic example of what the Taz is teaching us. But everybody asks, what the Taz is doing over here in this sif? The Prima Gadim, the Riki Veger, they say, L'chari, this Taz is tamua, because here we're talking about where milk fell onto a piece of meat. So the Taz point, yeah, well, only because the meat is an Isser Atzma. If the meat would have only been an Isser Balua, then it would be, let's say the meat was Balua into a piece of bread, and now the milk falls on the bread, so then it wouldn't Aser it, because it would only be an Isser Balua. So, but what do you mean? The milk is raitiv. What does it have to do with two dry items of chaticha lechaticha? That's not the example that the Mechaber is talking over here. It has nothing to do with the sif. That's the kasha that the Kiveger and the Chavis Das, the Kiveger and the Priva Gadim ask on the Taz. The Chavis Das, he gives an answer. He says that, just like we started with the discussion, that there's a chilik between tzli and bishel. He says, if we're talking about tzli, even if the item is wet, even if there is raitiv there, it could still be called tzli. Right? To be called bishel, it has to be cooking in a kadeira of liquid. It has to be a pot full of water. But just some liquid, some dampness on the surface, that's not considered raitiv, and it's still considered to be tzli. So says the Chavis Das, what the Taz means over here is, even though the milk falls onto the piece of, would fall onto this, let's say on a piece of bread that has blia, that's balua with meat, if this is done derech tzli, if the piece of bread is being toasted on a, let's say on a grill, and this bread has a blia of meat in it, and some milk falls on it, so then that milk is not considered raitiv, that it could bring out the blia, even though it's milk, it's liquid. But since this is still considered tzli, so then it has the din that of ein iser balua yoytze mechaticha lechaticha b'lei raitiv. That would still apply over here as well. So that would be the explanation for this Taz.